मा स्वस्य कर्म बीजेन जायते सोऽप्ययम् पुमान् जायते सोऽप्ययम् पुमान् म्रियते वामरो भ्रान्त्या म्रियते वामरो भ्रान्त्या यथाग्निर्दारु संयुतः यथाग्निर्दारु संयुतः मा स्वस्य कर्म बीजेन जायते सोऽप्ययम् पुमान् म्रियते वामरो भ्रान्त्या यथाग्निर्दारु संयुतः मा स्वस्य कर्म बीजेन जायते सोऽप्ययम् पुमान् म्रियते वामरो भ्रान्त्या यथाग्निर्दारु संयुतः मा डज नॉट स्वस्य ऑफ द सेल्फ कर्म बीजेन बाय द सीड ऑफ हिज एक्टिविटीज जायते टेक बर्थ सह ही अपि इंडीड आयम दिस पुमान पर्सनैलिटी म्रियते डाइज वा और अमरह इमॉर्टल भ्रांत्या बिकॉज ऑफ इल्यूजन यथा एज अग्नि फायर दारु विद वुड संयुतः जॉइन Translation and purport by the followers of Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A person does not actually take birth out of the seed of past activities, nor, being immortal, does he die. By illusion, the living being appears to be born and to die, just as fire in connection with firewood appears to begin and then cease to exist. Translation, please repeat. A person does not actually take birth out of the seed of past activities, nor being immortal does he die. By illusion, the living being appears to be born and to die, just as fire in connection with firewood appears to begin and then cease to exist. Purport. The element fire exists perpetually within the material creation, but in connection with a particular piece of wood, fire apparently comes into existence and ceases to exist. Similarly, the living entity is eternal, but in connection with a particular body, apparently takes birth and dies. The reactions of karma thus impose an illusory suffering or enjoyment upon the living entity, but they do not cause the entity himself to change his eternal nature. In other words, karma represents a cycle of illusion in which each illusory activity produces another. Krishna consciousness stops the cycle of karma by engaging the living being in spiritual activities, in the loving service of the Lord. By such Krishna consciousness, one can escape the illusory chain of fruitive activity, fruitive reactions. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप गदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वाञ्छा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So this chapter we have been seeing all the material elements, and the description is given of the whole material world. And now all these verses are touching the spirit soul, the individual spirit soul, and it's a very this theme has been repeated so many times throughout the scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So in Bhagavad Gita, the first teaching itself that Krishna gives Arjun is that you are not the body, you are the soul, in second chapter. And then further he, in 13th chapter again, he repeats that, you know, you are the field of body is like the field of activity, and the spirit soul is the knower of that field. So the knower of the field is different from the field itself. And then Krishna tells there is another knower. Kshetragyam ap chapi mam vidisi. He said another knower is there within the body, which is the super soul. So that's the difference between the material body and the spiritual beings. So then further, this whole Bhagavatam, Narad Muni discusses this many times throughout different cantos. And then 10th canto, as we know, is Samam Bonam, is like the final word. And then even after that, this 11th canto, it's like summary. And in this again, the same topic is being repeated. So there is very important, we should note that why is this thing being repeated again and again. It must be it must be of some relevance. So actually, then Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, one purport, that this repetition is required. Any important thing, if there is a very important thing, so it has to be repeated again and again, so that it is established without error. So that's why this repetition is there. So Krishna himself is repeating after the whole, you know, after giving everything, then he again comes to this body, soul, that, you know, body dies, the soul doesn't die. That's the point. The same today's verse also, it's saying the person does not actually take birth. So the person means the soul. So the soul is not taking birth, but the body is appearing to take birth and then dying, like that. So that's why this repetition is there. So now, what happens is when the body, the soul seems to take a material covering, material body, it accepts something which is actually not required. So spirit soul is Sachidanand Vigra. So it is full of eternity, full of knowledge, full of bliss. So it doesn't require anything else. So if it's full of bliss, you don't require anything else to have more bliss. No. Because it is full of bliss, and bliss in connection to the super soul or Krishna, the bliss increases exponentially. It's not less stable, or you get this much happiness in spiritual world or in spiritual consciousness. The bliss constantly increases. It grows and grows. So same with Krishna. Krishna, in the first place, what is the need of, if Krishna is self-satisfied, so one may ask this, Krishna is like self-satisfied, he doesn't require anyone else, then why are there so many living entities? Why did he expand in so many forms? So that is because this bliss can be increased exponentially if there are innumerous relationships. If you see, if you have more relationships, you have more fun, more interactions like that. And even in a social study, it was discovered if you have a person has different circles in his family, relatives, then he would have at work, he would have some friends, then he would have some of his school friends, college friends, like that. And it was studied that there was a survey done, and it was found out that if you have more circles, the person is relatively more happy. And more lonely you are, the more sad you are, you know. So that's why Krishna expands himself into innumerable living entities, so that he can have individual relationship with all of them. And he has no limit, you know. We are limited, tiny spirit souls, so we have limit. We can have just these many relationships. But Krishna is unlimited. He can have unlimited relationships. And same, we can also, if we are linked to Krishna, we can also enjoy to the full extent. And that enjoyment increases like that. So, in the first place, the soul did not require this material body. But in the spiritual world, the living entity thought, oh, what would it be like to enjoy separate with Krishna? And then it accepted the material covering. So, and as soon as it got in contact with the material modes, the suffering began. not more happiness, the suffering began. And millions of lifetimes the living entity takes, and it suffers different types of births, different types of deaths, like that. So in Srimad Bhagavatam there is a very nice verse. It says, in first canto it says, Anarthopashamam sakshat bhakti yoga madokshaje lokasya janato vidvams chakre satvata samhitam. So it means Anarthopashamam sakshat bhakti yoga madokshaje. These anarthas means the unwanted things. Anarthas are the things which we don't want, like the whole material conception, whole material contact that the living entity has taken is anartha. It's not required. It's superfluous. It's not required. So that the things which we have acquired, which are not required, can be destroyed or can be given up by the process of bhakti yoga. So that's what anarthopashamam sakshat bhakti yoga madokshaje. So if we do this, take up this linking process of bhakti yoga, then all these unwanted things that we have acquired can be given up very easily. And then it says how Vyasdev, this great sage Vyasdev, has compiled this Srimad Bhagavatam for that purpose, so that we can easily give up our unwanted acquisitions. Different, as you see in various companies are there, and they are trying to acquire more and more. They merge, there are mergers and acquisitions, and they try to expand and expand. So it's not required. If there is a businessman, if he has, you know, multi-millionaire companies and big property, but still he will sleep in that 6x2 space and eat 4 chapatis like that. The same thing in one room, you know. So how much you need? So that's why they acquire and acquire so much, and that's like a burden. That ends up being a burden. So it's like these anarthas are like burden. You don't require it, but you take it. You think they will give happiness, but they give trouble. So it's like there is like a 30 kg box here. You know, I'm happy like this, and if I take it, you know, I lift it up, put it on my shoulder, and then I say, help, help, you know. In the first place, I'm happy, just let it be there, you know, like that. There's another nice story of that old woman who was going in the forest. She went in the forest to cut wood for, you know, to cook food, like that. Simple village lady, old lady, and she collected so many pieces of wood and put it on her shoulder, and she was going, she was very old. So she went some distance, but she was not able to lift that, and the whole collection of wood dropped. And now she was crying. God, oh God, help me. Then God appeared. Then he asked, what do you want? I am Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shad Aishwarya Purna, full of all opulences. What do you want in the whole creation? She said, can you put this, you know, this collection on back on my shoulder? So this is like the living entities are like this. You don't require that load, but they take this load up. And Krishna or Supreme Personality Godhead is ready to give you everything. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he did severe tapasya for the purpose of getting a bigger kingdom than his grandfather, biggest kingdom like that. But when Lord appeared, he said, I have seen you, I don't need anything else like that. So by this process of bhakti yoga, you can clearly see you actually don't require anything else than bhakti itself, than the devotional service to Lord. So all these are like anarthas. And as example, you see Prabhupada, when he went to USA, there these hippies have all these anarthas, unwanted habits, taking LSD and all gambling and all sorts of sinful activities. But as soon as they came in contact with Krishna consciousness, they left all these unwanted habits. And Prabhupada, in one lecture, he was saying, see, all these boys and girls have left these anarthas, and their gambling bill is reducing, their intoxication bill is reducing, you know. So all these bills, you know, we see we have to pay all these bills. So if you leave all these unwanted habits, you have less bills to pay. And then Prabhupada said, even they have less medical bills now, you know. So because of all these acquisitions, unwanted habits, even your health, material health also suffers. Like that. So Prabhupada said, if they have taken this Krishna consciousness, and all these unwanted bills are reducing, like that. So here, another thing, for this, these superfluous, how these things which we take up are unwanted or redundant. There is another, we can see example of people like to see movies, so many movies. And if you say there's this movie hall and people buy this ticket, they go in there, and it's a very tragic, very hit movie, very tragic, very nice, and people come out crying, you know, and so they paid this money to cry, and then they identified with the movie, identified with the characters, and then they came out crying. But a person who is sitting outside, he's normal, you know. He didn't go in there, didn't identify with all those things, so he's normal. As the person who went in the movie hall before, you know, he was also normal, but he went in there out of his own choice. He saw the movie, he identified with the characters, and now he's in trouble, he's in pain because of identifying with those characters. Like that. So this is like that. So this is, the whole material world is like a movie, illusory movie. So if you identify with that, with different characters, so that's the cause of trouble. If you stay in reality outside this illusory, as it says in purport, it's like an illusory chain of fruitive reactions. That's what it is. This whole material world is an illusory chain of fruitive reactions. So, you know, that like how the living entity suffers in this illusory chain. It's like it said, this material world is another word for this is pavarga. Pavarga means five things. You know, hard work, pa, and then there will be foam. If you do hard work, you see, foam will come out of mouth. And you see a donkey, you know, you load him up with an excess load, extra load. So there will be foam coming out of mouth. Bha. So that's pha, pena, or foam. And then bha is the bandhan. You know, you get bondage. This, you know, you are bound in this material world by these all these fruitive reactions. You do the activity and then there is reaction, so you are bound. If you do good activity, then also you are bound. You have to come back to reap the results of good activities. And then, bha, then when you are bound, then there is this fear. Fear will be there. And after fear, ultimately there will be death, mrityu. So this is pavarga, this whole material world. So by doing this, by following this process of bhakti yoga, we come out of this cycle of birth and death, like that. So this whole is also called samsara chakra, this cycle of birth and death. So the living entity is just going round and round, birth and death, birth and death. So from the beginning to the end, there is only pain there. This material world, it sounds very negative, but that's what it is. It's these scriptures are like light. They show us the light, and you can see how we are suffering actually. We came here to enjoy, but it's suffering. So even in this world, if you take up this process of bhakti yoga, so then that's the perfection. And what is the definition of bhakti yoga? People have different definitions, but we take the definition of scripture. So in first canto, it's given, fifth chapter. The definition of bhakti yoga is whatever activity is done in this world in line with the mission of Lord is called bhakti yoga. So, to please Krishna, yes. So to please Krishna, to follow his instructions, that is bhakti yoga. So, and bhakti yoga is absolute, because Krishna is absolute, anything related to him is absolute. Absolute means there is no relativity. Relativity is in mundane world, good, bad, day, night, like that. So as I was hearing Prabhupada's lecture, he was saying whatever Krishna says is right, because God is absolute, he is all good. So whatever he says is good. So like in battle of Kurukshetra, there were fighters, Kshatriyas assembled from throughout the world, and so in battles, Kshatriyas have this code of conduct. They have different rules to follow. So one rule is you have to fight an equal. If someone is on an elephant, so he will fight with a person on an elephant. If one is on the chariot, he will fight with a person on the chariot, like that. If somehow you destroy another, your enemy's chariot, and he's on the foot, so you have to come on the foot and fight with him, like that. So that these are the rules. But once what happened, Karna was actually good bowman, even slightly better than Arjuna. And the wheel of his chariot got stuck in the mud, and he came down to take it out, and Krishna at that time said, "You kill him." So according to a rule of battle, he's on the foot and Arjuna is on the chariot. According to the rule, he cannot kill Karna, but he killed because Krishna said. So if Krishna says, Krishna is beyond duality, beyond right and wrong. Whatever Krishna says is right. Like that. So similarly, when even Dronacharya, who was the teacher of all Pandavas and Kauravas, he was on Kaurava's side, and almost no one was able to defeat him. So Krishna said, to defeat him, only one thing is there. If you tell him his son Ashwatthama is dead, then he will not fight, and then you can kill him. So he said, okay, Yudhishthir, you are known to be a very truthful person, Dharmaraj Yudhishthir. So you tell him that Ashwatthama is dead. So he said, no, I can't do that, like that. So for this refusal, this slight refusal, actually Yudhishthir had to see hell. So he was trying to follow this mundane platform of truthfulness, you know. And then, so these are the examples how whatever Krishna says, whatever his mission is correct, which is beyond the duality of this material world, like that. So in this material world, as it says, it's an illusory chain of fruitive reactions. So it's very hard to get out of this chain. This is like a vicious circle. So you get trapped in the circle and then we go round and round. So in Bhagavad Gita it says, karmano yapu bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarmanaha, akarmanascha bodhavyam gehna karmano gati. So it says that the intricacies of work is very hard to know. That what is action. So we should actually clearly know what is action, what is inaction, and what is prohibited action. So vikarma and karma, all these are there. So this is very entangling, this whole chain. If you get into the chain, if you do a good activity, you get, sorry, if you, for example, you could do a bad activity, get a bad result. Then to counteract that bad result, you do some other activity, then you get another reaction. So like this, this is like a chain of action and reaction, cycle of action and reaction. So it's very complex. So that's why Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, he says, you should carefully, you should know exactly what action will bind you and what action will liberate you. Like that, it's very important. So also, like in yesterday's verse, we were seeing how it says, when you are covered with this curtain of illusory energy, if you are covered, if your eyes are covered with a curtain, it's very hard to see what's beyond the curtain. So with this material covering, what happens is, two examples were given in yesterday's verse, how if you see a lamp, of course, when you see a lamp, you say, oh, this is the lamp, this is the flame of the lamp. But actually at each second, the flame is changing. It's a new flame. And the wax is being burnt, it's a new flame. So it is not the flame. It's a series of flames. And similarly, if we see a river, water in the river, we say, oh, this is the water of river at this point. But at the next second, there's, you know, water has gone. This is fresh water here. So this is, you know, so that's how it's changing. And similarly, this body, we say, oh, this is so and so, Mr. So and so. But at each moment, these cells are changing. So it's a new person at each second. Like that. So similarly, this covering comes because of this ignorance. So how to remove that covering is by knowledge. So the eyes which are blinded by this material covering can be, it's called Gyan Chakshu, or eyes of knowledge. You can see what's going on in the world by this this knowledge, like that. And you can, you know, we can establish our relationship with God by this practice of knowledge. And then what happens is, as in Brahma Samhita it says, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochnena Santa Sadeva Hrideshu Vilokyanti. That when the eyes are anointed with this ointment of love, then you see Shyam Sundara, or this form of Lord. And then you can see everything. As Vyasadeva in first canto, he says, he actually got darshan of Lord, and then he saw all his energies. Lord means Lord and his energies. So you see everything. His spiritual energy, material energy, everything. So when you get darshan of Lord, his energies are around him. So you can know material world, spiritual world, everything by this process of Bhakti Yoga. So how this happens is like this ointment which is said of love. Like I have this first hand experience how, like, my eyesight was very weak since childhood and still is. And anyway, so somehow we came to know this in Delhi. There's this old doctor, eye specialist, and he does this treatment by this natural herbs. It's called, he was a Muslim doctor, big, and this, he had these herbs called surma. So, surma, it's like an ointment. So you have this like a toothpick, not that sharp, it's like a blunt, and you put that ointment on that stick and you put it on the eye like that. So first I think I maybe in year 9 or 10 and we came to know somehow.
So,
yeah, like this, yeah. Right.
Inside the lid,
on the bottom. So first I registered, you know, I thought it's like, you know, like like women put, I won't put, I told my mother. But then they said, no, this is, you know, they have these results. So I said, okay, I'll go. So for a few months we did, but it had no effect, and I said, no, I won't do it anymore. So actually, I mean, I didn't do it properly, but it had effect. So it's like that ointment, if you put, you have these eyesight is weak, so you can't see properly. So, but with that ointment, your eyes gets treated, and then you can see very clearly. So similarly, this ointment, how to see properly, how to see spiritual world or Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is, the ointment is love. So this, and this bhakti yoga process is how you develop this love by the process of chanting and hearing like that. So we'll stop here. We'll just summarize what we discussed. So today we discussed that how this is very important to, this is a basic concept. We are not the body, we are the soul, but the repetition is there because of its importance, and to establish that fact without any error, and how this illusory chain is there and living entity gets trapped into it and takes up things which are not required, which are superfluous and are anarthas, and by the process of bhakti yoga all these anarthas can be destroyed, and then by developing love by this process we can see Krishna. So I'll stop there and ask if there's any questions or comments.
How do you know if you're progressing?
Okay. It's like, example is given, it's like scales, you know, weighing scales. So one side is your material attachments, all these anarthas, lust, anger, greed, so many things. Other side is spiritual side. So the taste for hearing, chanting. If that increases, that becomes heavy, so the other side will become light. So both ways we can see if our lust is reducing, greed for material things is reducing. On the other side, if our taste for hearing, chanting, reading, taste for spiritual activities is increasing, so that we can see that we're making some progress. Any other question or comments?
Prabhupada has given details of this Shamiri Kevalam, Pavara and Akavara.
Yes.
How we get into this Shamiri Kevalam. Kuikuki, very nicely described about the and then there is a curtain of BBB energy covering the eyes. And that's why we can't see the reality. The other point you made very nicely, the eyes are blinded by the curtain of the material. The material covering is blinded. That's why, and you said, love for Krishna. Only because of the commitment, surma, as you said. But when we apply that, then we can see. As Keshav was telling his story in the past, each one of us should read at least 1 hour Prabhupada every day. Then we can learn so many things. Prabhupada is nearly everything. You don't have to go to any other school. Prabhupada and in the same context, like temple president, his authority, we all have to follow instruction. Because he is the authority in the temple, that Janmashtami is coming. So we have to be very alert all over this situation. And at the same time, the temple president also has to see that each and everybody's Krishna consciousness is elevated. Because if he doesn't do that, then he is not doing anything. Each and every person under his command has been sitting.
Thank you. Any other questions? It's true.
Did you mention that Krishna can have so many relationships?
Yeah, that's like an imitation. That's like a comment, I think. He's saying, we were mentioning how Krishna expands into innumerable living entities so as he can have relationship, so many innumerable relationships, and he can enjoy unlimitedly. Similarly, living entities in material world, they are trying to have all these different circles and expand their relationship. They are trying to imitate Krishna. Any other questions or comments?
Also, you mentioned about the action, reaction, and thirdly, inaction. So, what we do in Krishna consciousness, inaction. So, everything is given to Krishna, and then he takes charge of it. We don't suffer everything. Inaction.
Thank you very much. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, I go very much.